Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this session, we shall study the directives mentioned in the Quran regarding widows. Now, firstly, the iddat of a widow has been increased by the Quran by 40 days with regard to the iddat of a divorced lady. This is because of the fact that whereas in the case of a divorce, a husband has been asked to divorce his wife in the period of purity in which he has had no sexual intercourse with her so that her situation of pregnancy can be easily determined. Of course, no such arrangement can be made in case of a widowed lady. We don't know the time of death of a person. Therefore, 40 days have been added as a precautionary measure in this regard. The second thing is that since the primary objective of iddat, or the waiting period, or the period in which a divorced lady or a widowed lady cannot marry anyone else is the same, hence all those exceptions which are found in the case of divorce shall also be withheld, should also hold in case of a person or a lady who has become widow. Therefore, the widow of a lady who is pregnant, the iddat of a widow who is pregnant shall extend to childbirth, and a widow who has not had any sexual relations with her husband, she shall have no iddat period. In this regard, the third thing which the Quran has mentioned is that once the iddat period has expired, a lady should be allowed to do whatever she wants to, as long as she does this thing, whatever she plans to do, according to the norms and the norms of the society. The other thing which the Quran says is that if a person wants to marry a widow and she is passing through her iddat period, then he must not offer her a marriage contract openly, and he must not make a secret contract with her. Of course, he can do something tacitly. He can make his intentions apparent to her in a tacit manner, but in no way should he send her an open marriage proposal. And in this way, he must not disturb the emotions of the lady and of the family of the husband also. And finally, the Quran also says that husbands must make a will in favor of their wives that after they die, the wives shall be given 1 year's maintenance and residence, unless, of course, the wife does not make use of this and she herself goes out of the house of the husband. These then are the directives of the which the Quran has stated regarding the widows, and I shall now like to read them out to you from the Quran directly, so that one is able to remind oneself of these directives. The Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ يَتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ مُؤَشَّرَةً فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا عَرَّضْتُم بِهِ مِنْ خِطْبَةِ النِّسَاءِ أَوْ أَكْنَنْتُمْ فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ سَتَذْكُرُونَهُنَّ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُوَاعِدُوهُنَّ سِرًّا إِلَّا أَنْ تَقُولُوا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا وَلَا تَعْزِمُوا أُقْدَةَ النِّكَاحِ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْكِتَابُ أَجَلَهُ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And those of you who die and leave widows behind, they should keep themselves in waiting for 4 months and 10 days. Then when they have fulfilled their term, there is no blame on you about what they do with themselves in accordance with the norms of the society. And Allah is well acquainted with what you do. And there is also no blame on you if you tacitly send a marriage proposal to these women or hold it in your hearts. Allah knows that you would definitely talk to them. Do so, but do not make a secret contract. Of course, you can say something in accordance with the norms of the society. And do not decide to marry till the law reaches its term. And know that Allah has knowledge of what is in your hearts. So be fearful of Him. And know that Allah is most forgiving and most forbearing. At another place, the Quran says, further down in the Surah Baqarah, وَالَّذِينَ يَتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذْرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا وَسِيَّةً لِأَزْوَاجِهِمْ مَتَاعًا إِلَى الْحَوْلِ غَيْرَ إِخْرَاجٍ فَإِنْ خَرَجْنَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا فَعَلْنَا فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And those of you who die and leave widows should bequeath for their widows a year's provision, and bequeath in this period they shall not be turned out of their residences. But if they themselves leave the residence, there is no blame on you for what they do with themselves according to the norms of the society. And Allah is exalted in power, wise. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.